Welcome back to the Sideline View, brought to you in this hour by Dixon's Pharmacy. Shop in-store or online at dixonspharmacy.com.au and the Mighty Helpful Mitre 10 scoreboard. Become a Mighty Rewards member at your local Mitre 10. Well, season 2021 hasn't been one that Somerset Heat Women's NWBU team had hoped for. In a competition that is extremely competitive, the Heat have to keep going and make something of the year. To discuss that and much, much more is the Heat coach, Al Radford. Welcome to you, Al.
G'day, how you going?
Really well, mate. So look, thanks for coming on. Just the three wins so far in the season. How have you assessed the season so far?
Oh, it's been pretty tough, especially after last year. We had, I think it was 6-3 before the COVID hit, so we was like second at that time, and then to come back this year, it's been a bit disappointing, but I mean, there's been plenty of positives to take out of it.
So what are the positives to come out of it?
Well, we've obviously 3-12. I think 7 of those games we've had a 10-point more lead, and then obviously lost those. But it's just can't keep hold of wins, especially when we're ahead. We just seem to go into our shell a little bit, and let other teams get back into the game.
The girls stuck the journey and kept persisting, because sometimes you can get through a season and you think, wow, we're not going too bad here, really, but we're just not getting the performances. Have they been up and about at training?
Yeah, I mean, we still have a lot of training, and the morale and that's still there, but without the wins, it does make it pretty tough. So
who have been your top performers? Who have been the ones that when you look at the score sheet at the end and you're sort of doing your tactics and all that sort of thing, who have been the ones that have just been able to give you that little bit more this year?
So there are two drive-ins, Aisha and Olivia. They've both really stepped up this year, and then we've had a pretty even contribution from the other girls around them, which has been good.
And I guess you've got to. Well, I say to all the coaches when I've had a chat to them throughout this NWBU season that bench strength is such a crucial thing to basketball teams. You just need to continue to build from beyond. Sometimes the girls might sit on the pine for game after game after game, but then they need to be ready, don't they? So what's the depth like on the bench?
Our depth is extremely young. We I think our first sub is Zoe Train. She's about, I think she's 15, and then the next girl after that is 14. So we're an extremely young group. But with that, they're getting a great chance to play women's basketball, which is good for us in the future.
How difficult is it to recruit? I mean, you've got some really promising youngsters, and then it's so competitive, I suppose, along the northwest coast. Everyone's trying to pinch that player or two that's going to be able to give you some real strength on field and also through training. Is it tough to recruit that type?
Yeah, I think this year more so, because we couldn't get Kalei back out from America, so that made, she was a big draw card last year. Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple other ladies leave to have families and stuff, so recruiting was pretty tough this year.
Well, on Tuesday, it doesn't get too much tougher. You're up against Penguin, the benchmark for the competition. I guess these are the games that you need to say, well, all right, let's bring this on, because we'll get a really good indication about where we are.
Yeah, that's right. Penguin's a great team. They've got a great group, and their bench strength is really good. I think they've got four girls that play NBL 1, so definitely they're the benchmark with Bernie, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
And I think the competition is a little bit more open than it has been, because it started off, I think Penguin might have won their first 9 or 10 games, and I think dropped a game against Devonport, I think it was, and then they sort of got back on the bike. But they've just proven this year that they've got some chinks. Sometimes you can lose one or two players in this competition, Al. You can just lose the momentum, because they can be the cornerstone, can't they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've had a good group, and when you're in that, they're coming as well. So it'll be interesting to see come finals time who's really clicking as a group and take the flag. But in saying that, it could be anyone in the top four. It just depends on who rings it on the night.
Yeah, and Bernie are also there. So when the whips are cracking too, like they've sort of been consistent over the first part, but then I just feel as if they may be getting their game together. Sort of come the real pointy end of the season.
Yeah, Mariah and Keely are really clicking, and I mean, to have someone of Keely's quality come to play on the coast is unreal, especially for everyone to play against and that's a credit to where the league's at, I think, but them two are definitely going to be hard to stop coming for us. So.
And how have you enjoyed the year, Al?
It's been good. I love coaching. So it's obviously not what we wanted to have happen with being 3-2, but it's been definitely a learning experience this year, which is, I mean, it's good for me and good for the girls moving forward as well.
Sometimes you've got to have years like this. Not that you plan for it, that's for sure, because every coach wants to win every game they possibly can. But sometimes you can learn more from a year like this where it was an almost year, and then take the learnings from that into the pre-season and look at big improvement for the next year. Is that the way you're going to have to look at it?
Yeah, I think we're obviously going to have to recruit a bit better, and then it'll all start pre-season, getting everyone there nice and early and just getting the ball rolling a bit earlier and get everyone on board and see where we're at from there.
All right, Al, it's been good to chat. I know that, it's a big basketball area down there, and let's hope that you can come up with a few gems. Let's say good luck on Tuesday night against Penguin, and I'm sure the girls will give it their all, and tactically you'll be all over it. So thanks for joining us on the Sideline View this afternoon.
Too easy. Thanks very much for that.